You can ask questions on Kab.TV. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. We are reading excerpts from lesson number 3 of the Virtual Congress, Love Covers All Crimes.
Why do we need crimes in order to cover them with love? Can't love appear without the crimes? There are crimes we are born with, each and every one, a little egoist. There are crimes that we feel are filling us throughout our life. There are crimes that we learn and acquire in a certain society. So there are different crimes. What is a crime? Just an egoistic pull to receive? As the Creator says, I've created the evil inclination. Is this the crime? I don't know. Why should we cover it with love? Why cover and not erase? Typically, when we hear people on the street, they say, no, the ego has to be erased. And the wisdom of Kabbalah says, no, don't erase. Rather, we need to cover it. Not with something, but with love. The crime must be a form of hate. And then we cover it with love.
If I want to get to love,
if I want to reach love, then I should reveal hate before that. I need to perform directed actions to reveal the hate, and I have to be happy that the hate is revealed, because then I have room to reveal love above it. How does it work? Do we make intentional actions to reveal the hate, the crimes, or they get revealed by themselves? Do I discover them relative to the society I'm in, so I have to choose the right environment, or the Creator brings me to the right place and says, take it and start educating yourself. See how immersed you are in crime, and then you'll feel that you also need to cover it with love. There are many questions on that. And a man's spiritual development is specifically in that. So we have to see how, nevertheless, we don't let go of the crime and the hate for the crime, and how do we come to love. These things are in us. They go over the entire inner structure of man. And it turns out that I have to constantly live in it. And it doesn't matter in what era I'm in, in humanity's existence, I need to always reveal the crimes and cover them with love. If I want to be the person who deals with spirituality, love means the quality of the Creator.
לתכונת האהבה שהיא תמלא אותי.
To the extent that I fill myself to the quality of love. And to that extent I can talk about the revelation of the Creator inside of me. So let's see what our teachers write to us and accordingly we'll advance. So love covers all
כן. זאת אומרת,
yes. Meaning, and what are they brothers? In that they understand that they must discover the hate, the crime, war between them. And later, specifically because there is the right direction for they're in the right direction for revealing the war, they come to the correction of the situation towards love. In truth, this is very peculiar on the one hand, but it's clear to us from the side of the created being, from the other side, that if we are created beings, we cannot feel only one phenomenon. Every phenomenon is in us on top of the opposite phenomenon, and that's how we feel it. We can't feel only black or only white. We can't feel only pain or only health or happiness and so on and so forth. Everything we feel is felt against the backdrop of the opposite quality, and then we feel the difference between these two states, and that's how we accept them. Hence, there are things that come to us, phenomena that come to us automatically from nature, naturally. And there are such phenomena that we acquire over our lifetime. The Creator created one against the other, always, and in feeling them, we separate them, we distinguish between them. When there are phenomena, like in spirituality, that we have to discover by force, one on top of the other. So it works out that we have to feel love. Put simply, no. We have to, when we begin to come close to one another in the group, in the ten, in order to try and discover spirituality. Spirituality, we hear, it's love. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. On the contrary, we discover hate. We discover rejection. We discover various forms of separation. Why? Specifically because above that, on top of that, we need to reveal coming close all the way until love. So it's no wonder that we learn from Rabbi Shimon that in the high degrees when they would come to try and connect between them an ever-growing connection, they would discover such hate, would want to kill one another. And that's how we are in the group, in our groups, in our tents. And we need to see it also in humanity later. If we will begin to move towards one another, we'll always invite hate and rejection for one another. And how do we need to work then? Only in the condition that we understand it cannot be otherwise. We hold these two states in our hands, consciously, in our mind, in our heart.
Ozrim ze lize. להתייחס.
When we help one another to relate correctly to reality, neutrally, and the middle line, where both hate and love, rejection and connection, all those things we receive from the Creator. The difference is either we ask for it or not, but it all comes from Him, from us. Come nothing. We are the will to receive, and there's nothing in it, neither good nor bad or anything. It's only the matter that feels. And whatever it feels, it receives from above, from the Creator. Hence, we need to see our life when the Creator is teaching us throughout our different steps or stages of our corporeal development. How do we recognize hate and love, crimes and corrections, or expressions and nearing? And we come to a state where we enter the wisdom of Kabbalah. The wisdom of Kabbalah, well, after the first few stages where we don't understand what's really happening with us, we need to start identifying what the Creator is doing to us. How He awakens us. And how He is teaching us these are good things, these are bad things. Try to connect between them and see. Try to invite the connection between you. Try to be in two steps, two stages. The first one, where you just want to come closer to one another. Never reveal something, love or hate from yourself. You're simply drawn towards connection. And as you go through the stages of connection, you will discover hate and love, hate and connection all the way up to love, hate and connection up to love, and each and every degree, revelation of bad, revelation of good, hate and love, coarseness and purity, reception, bestowal upon reception. That's how it will always be. Therefore, we need to see only one tendency moving forward, only in the direction of connection and love. And along the way, we will certainly go through the opposite states, forms. And they have to be there, or we will not be able to feel the corresponding opposite shape or form. We can't feel love without hate. We can't feel our reality where we exist. If that reality would be included of only one component. Let's say Creator. We came out of Him with I've created the evil inclination, and then thanks to this evil inclination we're able to identify Him. Therefore, He who is greater than His friend, His inclination is greater. We have to equip ourselves with a great, egoistic, cruel will to receive, gradually, in order to reveal the opposite quality that corresponds to it, love, bestowal. This is the whole thing. It's a big thing. It's a fundamental concept in the wisdom of Kabbalah and understanding reality. What's important to us is not to forget about it along the way, not to fall into one emotion versus another. Rather, we always try to feel ourselves in the middle line. Neither love, neither nor hate, but in the middle line where we are composed of both. And in this way, we will hold ourselves.
Comment peut-on reconnaître la haine et l'amour?
Hello, Rav. How to tell the difference between hate and love, and corruption and correction?
You distinguish. We simply go through these stages one after the other, and we try not to be impressed by each and every state. But love will cover all crimes. When I want to feel the plus over the minus, and then by that I begin to discover, to attain the depth of the love, the depth of connection.
BB UK.
What does it mean, a war within the person? Does it appear in the ten or in the part of the soul where the soul demands the correction?
The war inside a person is felt between two opposite forces. It's clear, like in our world. But specifically in that place, we need to reach connection between them. And each of them needs to exist only in order, both the hate and the love, in order to reveal the unity. Love is just a feeling, but the quality we reveal with it is unity, adhesion. And it cannot be felt unless you feel rejection and connection, hate and love, then you reach unity.
How to achieve that, through actions or just prayer?
There are many actions we need to perform in the group. Rabash writes to us about it, especially. And from these actions, we come to prayer. Eventually, the Creator makes the unity with His power. He is one, unique, and unified, as Maimonides writes. And He performs these actions on us. And from your actions, we shall know you. We begin to know the actions He performed, and from the actions we begin to recognize Him.
We know everything starts in the initial thought. Is there a way for us to hold on, to prepare this initial thought, so that along the way, through the travel that we take until the end, that all the contrast, all the negativity will be an addition, a contrast, a picture, the real picture.
Ken.
Yes. There's nothing that we go through. Everything works according to the root of our soul, according to our place, where we participate with the entire round vessel of Adam HaRishon, where it's the collection of all the souls. Nothing is happening to us except in accordance with how connected we need to be with all the rest of the souls. There's no moment that is missed, that passes for nothing. Rather, we can see here the correct direction. We can participate with the Creator together. That's why it's called, that's why we say man is the Creator's worker. He wants to open up the path, but not in order to see where the Creator is taking him. It's not important. but rather in order to help the upper force perform the right actions. That's what we are trying to do. And these actions, they are, they happen through the connection between us, the study and all those acts of connection. Let's say the Congress that is coming, it's the greatest act of connection that can ever be, that's ever existed in our world. Because we are thousands of people in all continents, in all languages, all nations. We are Babylon. And from this Babylon, we want to collect, assemble those who can be Yashar Kel, aimed exactly at the Creator. So such action has never before been seen in this world, in this reality. So we have to feel proud and be responsible for making it.
А чем отличается просто ненависть от ненависти, которая возникает в результате любви?
What's the difference between just plain hatred and the hatred that arises as a result of love?
It depends on the person who feels it, but in truth, there is no such thing as just feeling hate. If we have hate, there is underneath it the quality of love, or the love is incapable of showing itself. And that's why there is hate in its place. It can't be that I relate to something either with love or with hate without a reason. There is a preceding reason that awakens me, because we come from the shattering of the vessel of Adam HaRishon. We fell from above all the way down to this world, so everything that's revealed here is a result of this shattering. Think about it.
Для того, чтобы продвигаться десятки, нужно, чтобы ненависть раскрывалась.
Teacher, in order to advance in the ten, do we need the hatred to appear in the whole ten?
Это раскрылось в одном человеке, он это не показал, над этим.
That it'll be clear and felt in the whole ten, or one person who won't show signs for it.
It's completely incorrect what you're saying now. Incorrect. We never worry about revealing the hate. We always want to reveal the love. And if we reveal it on a certain level, then in order to rise above it, the hate from the following degree appears. And then again we work on love, meaning we always work on love. And along the way, as a necessary stage, hate will appear, but not that we are building the hate. It's already, it exists in us from the shattering of vessels, the shattering of the soul.
Ma.
Да, дорогой учитель, но ненависть может раскрыться, например, между несколькими товарищами.
Yeah, dear teacher, but the hatred can appear among several friends, and the ten can use it as an attempt, or the hatred can appear in one friend.
It doesn't matter how it's revealed. Our direction is always towards connection and love. That's what we're talking about.
Хорошо, скажите теперь, пожалуйста, а когда она раскрывается, то от чего зависит уровень любви, который мы можем построить?
When the hatred appears, what does the level of love that can be built upon hate depends on?
The size of hate determines the size of the love. You can have love that's greater than the hate. It's not exactly on the same It's not exactly equal, but that's how it should appear. There's a coefficient between hate and love, whereby you don't have to reveal that much hate. For example, let's say we have to reveal love that is equal to 200. Let's say 200. So it's not like hate has to be revealed on the level of 200. It has to be revealed on the level of, let's say, 20. Because there is the coefficient in the middle that exists in the formula between love and hate. Because there is our effort, there's the structure, there's a 10 instead of 1, and so on and so forth. We'll learn about it.
If the hatred appears between us, not too much, but just a little bit of separateness, can you work through that? How to reach maximum love from the littlest distance.
That's why we have to be ready with love covers all transgressions, all crimes, all the time. The moment you have something, you demand love in its place. Even if you don't feel the hate, we want to always advance through love. Even when we don't feel anything, it's an empty place. Even on that, we try to reveal love. Then you'll see that hate and all sorts of corruptions will appear, and you'll have what in practice.
So the ability to cover crimes.
The
uniqueness of the Creator. The uniqueness of the Creator. Only one component, which is above everything.
PT 31.
Rav, if we in the 10 appreciate and respect the the relation and the giving importance, even if it's a game, then how do we relate to lack of attention that seems like disregard?
We need to understand that, first of all, we belong to the last generation, so all of us have complex characters. We're all big egoists. Terribly confused. We are interconnected, and that's why we disturb one another. We enter into the other's space. We have to accept all those things patiently and try to come close above all of our crimes. Love will cover all crimes. It will cover it. Meaning we come to a state where there's nothing that we can solve on our level. Rather, always in faith, faith above reason. In this way, we don't make concessions to one another. In our world, we're used to making concessions. Okay, he did this to me, I did that to him. Okay, we're even. No, it's not good. You don't do it like that. Rather, we cover all the crimes with love. The crimes remain. We don't erase them. We don't forget about them. We can count them one by one. And above that, we cover them with love. Truly so. We know which crime, what kind of love will cover which crime.
So there is disregard, there is lack of importance between us. How do we cover it between us with love?
But we don't forget about this dismissive attitude and incorrect connection. We don't forget about it. We don't erase it. Rather, we cover it with love. meaning if this dismissive attitude will disappear, the love will disappear as well. Think about that. That places you in a healthy way, like men who stand up to their problems and not run away from them. Rather, one will cover with the help of the other. This is called Geva, a man who overcomes Mitgaber, overcomes the state and faces it with bravery. Constant.
So to be thankful for these states that happened, to say we now received substance to work with, we have an opportunity to advance, let's use it.
Yeah, and I say that first to someone who wants to leave and go out to the regular life.
You
need to think about it. You need to think about what he's doing. Can I ask you? Yes. What is the meaning? Don't give up. Don't give up the dismissive attitude and all that, Rav. We wanted to leave that. We want to keep it and cover it with love. Cover it.
We
understand the form of hate remains inside, and you come to this form with your coding. You know how you coat something, you know, there's like a thin layer of leaf of gold. You create a sculpture and you cover it with this leaf, with this gold leaf. So love covers all transgressions. Is when you take this sculpture of hate with this gold leaf and you end up with love. What am I trying to say?
That
in the love, you find that form of the hate that is inside. You simply turned it with the intention to bestow, and then you get love. I want to emphasize that we need to relate correctly to hate and all the evil nation that appears between us. Is that clear? It's a practical question. If a friend doesn't show up for a few days or doesn't show up on time, we always deal with those things. We don't know. Rav. So we need to talk with you about what is a crime, how love covers all crimes. Is this a crime or not? That's a question. If it doesn't show up for a few days, let's say you accept it as a crime, then what to do?
And
try to cover it with your love. Maybe it will give him an example. The important thing is the importance of this work.
But
that's how it looks. Revealing the crimes and covering it with love. But with love, you don't erase the crimes. On the contrary, you highlight them even more. Because you take this clay or something, and you cover it with this thin layer of love. So it actually stands out even more. So when a person doesn't show up for a few days, you're not saying, no, not too bad, or we study in his place as if he was here. No, not like that.
It
has to be clear that he wasn't there, and he harmed and he betrayed us. And you have to cover it with love, but the previous form remains. We'll learn how to protect all of them.
Состояние ненависти, любви и единства над ними заложены Творцом.
With all the states of hate and love and unity above them, if all of that comes from the Creator, can a person accelerate it? Rav, by developing the quality of love between all the friends. That's why it says, from love of the created beings to love of the Creator, there's no other way. Between all the friends, first of all, in the ten, you need to develop a feeling of love, the desire for it, a need for it. And then you can go from there to the Creator. You'll see the difference then between the two. How do you go from love between created beings and love of the Creator? Where is the Creator? Where is He? How do you discover Him? How do you locate Him? How do you organize the love towards Him? Relative to the friends, you can say that it's clear, but relative to the Creator, seemingly you don't know where He is, but to find Him. So by relating to the friends, like to one body, you locate His source in that body, the source, which is the Creator. He created it. He built that group. So you locate Him, and then you can relate from the ten to Him as one source, as the center of the ten. That's how it works.
Beseder. Rehovot.
Раб, какой критерий прегрешения? Чем мы определяем, что это прегрешение?
What is the criteria for a crime? How do we decide that this is a crime?
זה שאלה נכונה.
This is the correct question. How do we locate the crime? A crime. It's what appears to us for the time being. It's a person who is not supporting our connection. Let's say this is how it is. Lack of support in our connection. This is called a crime.
Question.
How do you know that there was a crime and you cover it with love? How do you know that in practice?
When I feel both as great and important, and I become a mature person, an adult who recognizes the evils and how to cover them with love, and I enjoy the love that covers the crimes, not just love like children, you know, who just feel love, but the love that covers the crimes. That's a very big difference. This is mature love that understands what is happening below, underneath the love, and can digest it properly. And this is the kind of love that comes on top of the crimes, which is what adults have, let's say, in our world, who already understand each and everyone's problems, each and everyone's crimes, and with it, with all the weaknesses that each and everyone has, with that, they achieve love, which does not erase the crimes, only keeps them within, and then turns out that they are immune to all kinds of nonsense, to all kinds of crimes, because they've been through it already, and they've built a level of love currently that is above all of the previous crimes. Yes.
Do you feel pleasure when you are covering love with crime, or do you feel suffering?
האם אתה מרגיש תענוג כשאתה מכסה את היסורים באהבה או סבל?
אני מרגיש תענוג בזה שאני מבצע בזה פקודה.
I feel pleasure in that I follow the instruction of the Creator. Not pleasure from the action itself and not from anything else. Only because I am following the instruction of
What's the connection between a concession and a covering? What do you give up and what do you cover?
The concession means that I just delete it and that's it. I don't belong to it. That's it. And covering means that it's like I gave an example about coating with gold, that I have a sculpture. And I have a very thin coating of gold, and I take that thin layer of gold and I coat the whole sculpture with it. Because the Creator created the will to receive, which is a sculpture, in the exact opposite shape to itself. So only the intention to bestow is what we need to cover the sculpture with. And so I relate to the will to receive the way it is. That's the sculpture, that's the crimes. I just have to change its intention, that it appears in me in the shape of in order to receive, and I have to transform it in order to bestow. So I don't work with the substance itself, which is the desire. I only work with the intention. I cover the negative intention with a good one, with a positive one. This is called with Tzimtzum, Masach, and Or Chozer.
Mabash writes that love is like an animal that has to be fed by concessions. So when do we make a concession? When do we cover with love?
In concessions, we don't give up the love. We are, in order to increase the love, we are willing to give up on everything negative we see in the other, in the friend, in order to use these actions for good. The thing is that we can't immediately invert the bad to good, only in a gradual way.
Again, if each one stays in his place with his opinions, and that's how it should be, without annulling, canceling, blurring out, then what's the point of concession? It's not clear enough.
I don't
understand. The point of concession is mine, that I don't want to see the friend according to what I see him as evil. Rather, I try to change my perception to see him as good.
I remain in my opinion. You remain in yours.
How?
Because that's our nature. Each one remains in his opinion. We build a common space, a neutral space.
That's true. But you want to bring everything to the middle line. The you stay in yours and I stay in mine, but we make concessions to each other and build the middle line. We need to reach adhesion with the Creator, otherwise everyone will just be glued to himself.
So I don't give up mine, but I just rise to a common degree, or I do give up my own?
הוויתור שלך שאתה מוותר על השלך בכוונה אתה רוצה להגיע.
Your concession is, how to put it, it's you make your concession in terms of intention. You want to reach unification with the other because there's the Creator, the middle line, higher than both of you. And he takes one thing out of you and another thing out of your friend, so that if you connect together, you'll achieve the third concept, which is him.
And when we come to him, what happens with my opinion and his?
Then you both exist in the Creator. I don't understand what you're trying to keep when you say, I don't change and he doesn't change.
We leave the crimes. The crimes don't cancel them. There's a coverage and there's a concession.
Right.
So what? Coverage?
But this is by receiving the correction from the Creator. You're working towards the Creator and you're asking for correction from Him, that He will give you this blanket that you're covering with together, that He will give you this cover, and only this way you achieve connection with Him and essentially with each other and with Him. So if you leave yourself, you're not going to have anything. You're not going to reach anything, and the friend won't either. But if you both want to connect above yourselves, above your nature, in order to bestow, that it all comes from the Creator, then you're giving the Creator an opportunity to turn you into humans, Adam, meaning similar to Him. And this can be only on the condition that you connect between you.
Thank you.
I understand it's not that clear yet, but we'll continue.
Love. It's a real wonder. What does it mean that the Creator made only one Bala Sulam? He made only one person to give the method to all of humanity.
First of all, as far as I know, Bala Sulam is not one. He came as a result of generations over generations of Kabbalists, thousands of people, all of whom engaged in knowing godliness and in building that system all together, on top of which Bala Sulam stood and attained onward and was able to express it. But do you know how many people came before him? Even in the same generation when he lived, how many people were studying and doing preparations for it? It's not like someone jumps in the desert and does it. He is a result of generations over generations of Kabbalists. Without all those who wrote before him, would he be able to do anything? Even if he has the highest soul, so what? Books. There are books, there's a method, there are shemot that were revealed in the whole Kli, through wars and problems and scrutinies. And then someone rises like the Ari and opens up this whole thing. Then Bala Sulam comes 500 years after the Ari and opens up the world. Each one engaged in more progressed, more advanced development. Yes?
It's clear that everything you give us comes from Rabash. But today, you are the only person, is one person, giving all of humanity the method. It's a wonder that is one person for all of humanity.
I too don't know why I was privileged with this work of having to pass it on to you. I have no idea. Rabash said a few words about it, but He didn't explain it. There are such people who are committed to it. They're obligated to do this. So what? You see how I maintain myself. There's nothing special here that belongs, that has to do with me. It's just given to a person, then he does it. To a Kabbalist, it's 100% clear that he does not attribute his role to himself whatsoever, only to the Creator, and that's it. You may not believe me, but I would happily pass it on to someone else. As much as I appreciate these things and all, after all, they do come from the Creator and everything. But if there were someone who could take it on, I would have no problem giving it away. That's how it feels like it doesn't belong to the individual, but it is truly just a foreign duty.
Again, excerpt 21 from the writings of the last generation. Life's direction is to attain adhesion with him, strictly to benefit the Creator or to reward the public with achieving adhesion with him.
In other words, it's as if we have two purposes in our lives, either to be rewarded with adhesion with the Creator or to reward others with achieving adhesion with the Creator. And we engage in both. We want to attain Dvikut, adhesion with the Creator ourselves, and we also want to help others be rewarded with it as well. But even being rewarded with one of them means you've already fulfilled your lives.
How can that be that you want to be rewarded with adhesion with it for ourselves?
It is a goal. What do you mean? It's not egoistic, because the kut, adhesion, is according to equivalence of form, to the extent that you can bestow upon the Creator.
What is the meaning of being in adhesion with the Creator, if not to reward the many to be in the kut with the Creator?
To achieve it yourself, to realize it yourself, and by this you bring contentment to the Creator. There is one matter, there's the matter of doing it yourself, the way it was done before. Basically, until the latest generation, there wasn't so much of an obligation for people to achieve Dvikut among themselves and from that to the Creator. Only in the latest generation, and especially in our generation, it works as an obligating force, an obligating law. It's mandatory that if you want to achieve Dvikut with the Creator, you can do it only in the ten. Before that, it was kind of reserved to higher souls. But many people who, just by learning and being satisfied with a little bread and some water and going through all kinds of torments, it was enough for them to achieve a certain level of adhesion with the Creator in this way. That's for previous generations. But if we're talking about ourselves, there's only one thing. Either you achieved Dvikut with the Creator because you set it as the goal, and then you do need the ten, because without the ten, it can't happen. But your goal is to achieve Dvikut with the Creator. As egoistic as it sounds, it's not. Because what you want, because along the way you will get rid of all the intention to receive, or you reward others. Rewarding others with Dvikut with the Creator is when you don't think about yourself, and what's important for you is to do it for others. From where do the two ways come from? Two ways to realize the purpose of creation. It depends on the root of the soul. It depends on the root of the soul. There are people who feel that they can think only about how to come to bring contentment to the Creator. This is their lives, and they can't even imagine how they do it through others. They do spread and disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, but not in order to reward others and bring them into the work of the Creator, but in order to use them so as to bring contentment to the Creator. And there are others
who see
that they specifically have to reward others, and through others, their point also. So they themselves are willing to relinquish everything, and they see themselves, like parents. Parents who are willing to do anything to make the child grow up and be worthy of its of his task. It's the roots of the soul. There are two types of servants of the Creator today.
Also in our time?
Specifically in our time. Hebrew 10.
Yeah, Rav, we see that in this Corona period, it's awakening a lot of conflicts between people and humanity. And the solution, according to the method, is the middle line. Now, also in the reporters' meeting, we were speaking about it. This middle line, the Creator that is between everybody. We saw that also we, through the questions, it's difficult to understand it. And here in the article, it says that everybody has to understand it. How could it be that people who don't study can accept this?
I'm certain it's possible because no one can remain on the right or on the left. For now, we're each attached to our own lines, and it seems to us that we are right. But if you want to get to the Creator, then you lose both right and left. And you lose everything. What's important for you is the source. And the source is one source for everyone. You can't hate someone because that someone, too, is the creation of the Creator. He, too, the Creator has made, so how can you hate him? Tell me. When we advance toward more internal things, toward the Creator, if everyone, you name it, if everyone are creations of the Creator, then you have to come to a state where you, if you hate them, you hate the Creator. It's as simple as that. It could be anyone, Hitler, you name it, your worst enemy. You still have to come to a state where you love him just like you love the Creator. Otherwise, you can't achieve complete fikut.
Or superphallus, as that would be slander about its operator.
And now, imagine, you're going out to the street, and in the streets there are all kinds of demonstrations, they're yelling at one another, or in the governments, they're yelling at each other, and the whole world is in conflicts, great quarrels, and there could even break out, God forbid, a great war. What should we explain? That all those opposites have to exist. You can't have one without the other. You can't. And instead, we need to accept all of these things as facts, that we can be like that. And why are we in such feelings of hatred, repulsion? Why do we want to destroy the other party? It pushes us, in the end, to know the upper force from which hatred for each other comes, and all the conflicts and quarrels. Why does he do this? So we would know him, that he is the complete one, because he consists of both forms together. And this is why all of our work is only to A, agree that both come from the Creator, and two, that as they come from the, since they come from the Creator, we cannot destroy them. We must not, and we also can't destroy them. And we have to think until we decide that we have to have both. And three, by operating in both together, through them, we come to the Creator. We climb up to their roots. This is what we need to do. And that touches, that concerns our life today. This is what we have to explain today. Writers, listen to me. This is what we have to explain to the general public, not to hate the right or the left, not to want one to come down, so I will go up. Even in terms of governments, everything has to be balanced. And the balance is that between two opposites, you reveal their upper root, which is the Creator. And it's got nothing to do with religion. If we try to explain this, to understand it and explain it and pass it on to others, then the world might get the right kind of shake-up toward its purpose. This is why all the problems between nations, within each nation, and look at how we hate each other and go against each other. It's almost on the verge of wars already. And as a result of it, we have all those bacteria and viruses. It's only because we're saying, no, there's room for everything. There is room for everything. We don't destroy anything. We only attribute it to the Creator. And by this, they complement each other. And that complementation is a result, just like the name of this article, Shalom.
To ask about what you just said, you said that hatred doesn't belong to all kinds of things, so what does it belong to, the matter of the lines?
Hatred stems from not accepting on me, assuming on myself the upper force from which all the phenomena emerge. I have to appreciate and love everyone. Love your neighbor as yourself. That your neighbor is not good. He's opposite from me. He wants to kill me. And by my nature, I want to kill him. It's not like we're good and kind. Nevertheless, we have to come to a state where even though we are like that, we have to achieve connection, complementation, because we have the same father, progenitor, the common upper force, and we can please him only by accepting the other. And we can come to him only if we unite among us, unite. Not that we don't touch, don't hate, but connect. How can you connect? How can two opposite lines connect? I hate him, he hates me, and that hatred doesn't go away. It does not go away. But by each one receiving the upper force in order to complement itself with the other, otherwise we won't receive. So we begin to receive from above the strength to relinquish, not relinquish ourselves in the sense that we cancel ourselves. We also don't cancel our hatred. The hatred is my avut, my thickness. I only balance it with a necessity, the love, the greatness of the Creator in me. And then I feel that I can attain the Creator only through my hatred, through my enemy. And then he becomes close to me. Because I can't reach the Creator without loving him. Loving him above the hatred. I don't have the words for it.
So maybe we can ask what the purpose of the hatred is.
The purpose of the hatred is to reach the Creator. This is called, I have created the evil inclination. This is the source of the evil inclination, the hatred.
So it turns out that even the hatred in me, I am not supposed to hate.
Of course, because all those things remain. There is nothing to ruin, nothing to erase. It's forbidden. You only need to gather all of those things for the destined day, for the right situation. That's it. We have to think about it more and more, and therefore see how much today, as we are discovering such contradictions in reality, when you watch the news or something, it's terrible. Everyone goes against everyone else. And what's going to result from this? The result will be that everyone realizes that we have no choice, that only by attaining the higher force do we get the strength and we can close up the connections between us in the right way without obligating others. They don't obligate me. It only brings us to know the Creator and to adhere to Him. He becomes revealed between us. And we are different and hateful, and that's how it stays. All of those forces remain. They remain. What the Creator created remains. This is called the eternity of nature, which changes. The only thing that changes is our recognition of it. Now we have before us a week until the Congress, even less than a week. Let's immerse ourselves in understanding, both with regard to ourselves and with regard to the world, how we have to unite above the hatred, above the repulsion, above the realization that the other one doesn't understand me. When will he understand me? We don't need that. All we need is to agree with everyone, and the Creator will give us the strength to be with everyone in